David Scheer sells, in turn, as we said, to Alden Booth of the People's Pint. And if you'll stay with us, we'll continue our conversation on this line with Alden Booth when we come back. Good morning. Well, today we're connecting the dots for you. But why the value? What's the value in buying locally? What difference does it make? If you go to Walmart and buy a barrel of cider there, you've got value, right? Problem is, the dollar that you invested in that keg of cider goes to Arkansas. The dollar we're talking about here, that, for instance, is invested at, say, People's Pint or State Street Fruit, actually recirculates in the community over a dozen times and goes back, and it comes back to you in most cases and doesn't go to Arkansas. It stays here in the community. That's one good thing. It's just a dollar. But what about the quality of product? Right now, we got Phil Corman in the studio with us, and he's helping us connect the dots. Phil Corman, of course, is from CESA, the Community and Sustaining Agriculture, and you can check out his website at whmp.com. We'll have it linked there, as always. I think it's on standing link now.
But it's okay if they remember buylocalfood.org.
Buylocalfood.org. Keep it in mind. Tattoo it on your neck, or on your forehead, backwards, so you can see it in the mirror. Phil, tell us about your new publication first.
Yeah, we just put out, the last 24 hours, Our Farm Products Guide, which is a magazine, an amazingly beautiful magazine because it represents local agriculture here in the Valley. We do over 50,000 copies. You can pick it up at any retail store pretty much that's a local hero, supermarket or corner store, from Cooper's Corner to Stop and Shop in Northampton to River Valley Market, Greenfields Market, on and on and on. And you can also always go online to look for information at our website.
What's up on page 10?
Page 10. Oh, I can't believe you prompted me like that. Page 10 is here with us in the radio land, which is, we have Alden Booth here from the People's Pint in Greenfield because he's one of our three local hero awardees this year. And we choose these folks because of the amazing life commitment they have to strengthening the connection between farmers and the community and helping to sustain local agriculture. And Alden here has been running People's Pint for over 10 years, and he's made tremendous commitments to buying local, to reducing any waste flow that comes from the restaurant, encouraging bike traveling, and even does a little promo for that. If you do your bike traveling to work, you can even get some discount at the restaurant, and on and on. So I'd love to introduce Alden.
Well, Alden, good morning. Thank you for coming in, by the way. Alden Booth, the People's Pint. Is now, I think, almost achieved landmark status in Greenfield and downtown Greenfield, right?
Thank you.
I think it's true.
You honestly say it, so it must be true.
Yeah, I have that power. But the People's Pint, what we're trying to do here today is we're trying to make connections, and we had Dave Scheer from Pine Hill Orchards on just a moment ago. And if you missed that, you can check it out on WHMP.com. But he said he sells stuff to you. What does he sell to you and why? What are you doing with apples at People's Pint?
Yeah, we buy a lot of local apples, a lot from him. We also buy from Clarkdale and other orchards. David's great. They've got it year-round. And we buy apples for our crisps. We make apple crisps, and we sell them a lot of apple crisps using local ice cream, Bart's ice cream, Snow's ice cream. And I also heard earlier you were talking about the cider, Slippery Slope we make at the brewery. We have a fall... a special seasonal beer that we brew. It's based on an English-style beer called a braggart, and it's basically brewing beer using apple cider, honey, and barley. Without barley, you don't have beer, so you have to have some barley in there. And we also add ginger to it and ferment it. It's fairly high alcohol. It's a wonderful fall-winter beer, and it's called Slippery Slope. And, it's just a great example of being able to use, what do you have locally? Brewing's been around for thousands of years, and you can be sure that when it first started, people brewed what they could find locally, whether it was honey or maple syrup or whatever they could find.
Or mud. My family brewed mud. Not very effective, which is why we died out pretty quickly. But you actually have an ethos to your restaurant, and it sounds like, as Phil described. I mean, and that's excellent. But sometimes that doesn't, and ethos doesn't translate to a menu sometimes. You manage to pull that off. You have, it's not just like, this tastes okay for local. This,
right.
It's much more than that, isn't it?
It is. We had to do it fairly aggressively when we first opened. It was considered surprisingly rather unusual and radical to emphasize so much local products on a menu when people were used to pretty much getting standard fare. We opened in the late 90s, and we opened as really predominantly as a brewery and a little pub. But my business partner, Dan Young, and I have always grown a lot of food ourselves and have just loved food. And the process of acquiring and growing food and making, meals and dishes. So right off the bat, we realized, we're going to have great food with our beer. And as you said, I bicycle a lot anyway, so I know the valley well. And I just made a point early on when we were open, just going to farms, bicycling places, driving places, and just checking out farms, stopping. I don't know how many farms I stopped at, introduced myself, and said, hey, what do you have? We'd love to try to use what you've got on our menu. And, there's so many reasons why we feel like it's important to do that. Of course, the quality of the product is fantastic, and you're eating seasonally, so you're eating ripe, wholesome vegetables and fruits. You're also meeting people, and if business is all about, and community is all about, it's all about community, connecting with people. So I felt wonderful about being able to meet these folks that would bring us or that we could pick up produce from, and they would show up at the restaurant. And, there's something about buying potatoes from Paul Majewski or Jekinowski Farm and then seeing the Jekinowski brothers at dinner at our place a week later. If you buy potatoes from Montana or North Dakota or California or Florida, you're never going to see the people who are growing them.
Right. And one, if you want to look on, I love the idea of it, fostering the sense of community. And at the same time, it also engenders a sense of accountability and pride.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jekinowski brothers.
Yeah.
Are recirculating the same dollar you just paid them for their food back into your business. That's microeconomics at its best illustration.
And especially in these times when it's proven that, in tough times, we all need to help each other out. And it really, economically, it's a no-brainer.
Well, and hauling potatoes from North Dakota versus hauling it from Hatfield, for instance, it'll a whole lot cheaper, whole lot less destructive.
Yep.
And the end product, when you have a problem with the Jekinowski's potatoes, you can call them up or go to their house.
Oh, absolutely.
You can bike over to their house and say, what's up with these spuds?
That's great. And we don't have problems with their potatoes, but partly because they're so close and they're super fresh. And we've actually been able to use local potatoes now, mostly from Jekinowski's, 10 months of the year. So, David was talking to you about how they can preserve their apples. Jekinowski's can preserve their potatoes. And as long as we're willing to do a lot of root vegetables in the winter on our menu, we can do the same with butternut squash and a lot of other root vegetables, carrots and other things. We can, we get carrots from Joe Sikowski in Amherst. He's right on the Amherst-Sunderland Hadley border. But, he's got same thing. He's got carrots and all sorts of wonderful things, mostly year-round.
We're talking to Alden Booth, who owns and operates and functions and bikes around People's Pint, among other things, and is an award winner through the Buy Local. And in fact, actually, on page 10, as I said, in Phil's new locally grown farm products guide that you can get in any local store system that features Buy Local. Alden's pointed out is commemorated here for his services and his devotion to maintaining local systems. One of the things that appeals to me on a really big level is that as you said, it was the freshness, it's the sense of community and the like. There's also a rhythm of the seasons that's reflected in your menu that makes sense as well, that it rhymes with what's available, and that it tends to be, instead of getting a bulletproof tomato or strawberry from Florida in the middle of February, you're selling something that makes sense, like root vegetables in the winter.
Right. Yeah, there's a big picture here, a whole way of thinking and living. I mean, I'm born and bred New England, and one of the reasons I love New England are the seasons. And I believe that it's basic human nature to rotate and to have variety through the seasons, and that if you can eat strawberries year-round or you can eat any of the things year-round, there's less to appreciate, and it's looking forward to these seasons and looking forward to the products and all the different fruits and vegetables that'll come in each season that I think makes everything taste better too. I mean, it's about flavor and it's about taste. There's so many reasons to be doing this. And one of them is to be able to say, no, we don't have tomatoes. but we'll have them. And when we have them, I guarantee you, you're going to remember them. And
and in the farm products guide, we actually do let you know when things are in season. We have a chart there that you can look at and let you know when the key points for each crop is. And then you can look up between the 180-plus farms and farm festivals to go out yourself and pick some or get it at your store.
Alden Booth is of People's Pint. People's Pint is a great place in downtown Greenfield. As I said, it's a landmark. It wouldn't be too hard to find. You just pull into town and ask anybody. The food, a conscientious menu that actually is well worth eating. And I appreciate you making the time and stopping by to visit us today, Alden.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you around campus.
All right.
Coming up next, Rich Cooper. He's the next link in the chain, and we'll bring it all home in just a moment. We'll be right back at State Street. Good morning. So we're connecting the dots this morning on why buying local actually has value in the community. Not just a clever phrase or a bumper sticker. It actually has. We're trying to make it a graphic illustration as graphically as you can on radio about connecting the dots. We started this morning with David Shear, who's Pine Hill Orchards over in Coleraine. He grows apples. He sells his apples to Alden Booth over at People's Pint. He makes a brew. He also sells them to Rich Cooper. Rich Cooper owns State Street Fruit and also Cooper's Corners, Cooper's Corner Market, which you'll hear me say when I'm doing the commercial, Cooper's Corner Market. Anyway, Rich is here this morning. By the way, the studio is now, we're filled with food. We have cider. We've got donuts. Rich has brought in locally grown
baskets of lettuce,
produce and lettuce and salads
cheese.
And stuff.
There's
thank you for bringing in food, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good stuff.
It is. Yeah, it is good stuff. I don't know if you did get to hear Alden and Dave?
I couldn't hear much of it.
Out there in our elaborately appointed green room?
No, not that much. I mean, between the massage and things, it was really hard to hear.
Well, you have been a mainstay here in the community for a long time. Your State Street Fruits have been around forever.
Yeah, State Street Fruit was started in the 20s. Right. We bought it in 74.
And you provide – you're a small local grocery system, one in Florence and one in downtown Northampton on State Street, oddly enough. And you sell a lot of local products. And, I mean, what was your philosophy behind that? Was it a marketing decision or was it a philosophical decision?
It was all of those. It was, you know, it's important to support local people just as people support us instead of going to the big stores. It also is, it's better. It's fresher products. I heard you talking about, you know, another link in the chain, but it's, you know, it's actually a circle. And it's important to keep that circle connected so that, you know, we can buy apples from Dave at Pine Hill, and we can sell them to the ultimate consumer, or we can make, you know, apple dumplings that then go to the JFK PTO when they're looking for a donation, and somebody gets them and said, these are great, where can I get these apples, you know, and all these things.
And that actually speaks to the point that we're trying to make precisely, in that not only do the dollars stay local, but the food stays local. The food circulates locally. It's not, and it's grown by people you can meet and know. It's you sell to people in your store who, in turn, also sell to you, as I would imagine too. People, because Alden was just talking about that, how he has the Jackanowski brothers come up. They sell him potatoes, but they also come up and have a meal at the People's Pint from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about keeping the money locally, so that, you know, we can buy West County cider, or we can buy People's Pint beer. And so then when people come and buy it from us, then we can, you know, buy our paper supplies from Whalen's, or we can get our photocopying done at Paradise or whatever. You know, it's just keeping everything local, and it makes sense.
I don't know, you as a local hero, you bought into this early on, I think, when the local hero program started up. And I remember seeing signs when they first started spreading up over at your place and in your produce section and the thing is when I first became aware of the campaign, I thought of it as a nice idea, and I thought it was, you know, and I would make a point of trying to buy local simply because I liked it as a philosophy. Now it actually, there's, beyond understanding the value to it, the food that I'm getting is better. It is clearly better. It's not just that I'm doing something better for my community. I mean, if we want to be completely selfish, just say I like the food better.
Uh-huh. Right.
And are you getting that response from your customers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no comparison between a tomato in the winter and a tomato now, for example, or even the lettuces, like the lettuce I brought today, you know, that is, you know, it's organic from Red Fire Farm, and, you know, it might look the same as what you could get from California or Florida, but there's no comparison because it hasn't been sitting in a truck someplace.
Actually, what you brought looks nothing like what I would see coming from California.
Uh-huh.
It is crisp. It's full. It's bright green. There's nothing. There's no wilt to it. It really is. And the thing is you also have jarred and bottled and canned products as well that come from local distributors who buy from local producers.
Absolutely. When Phil called me about coming in, you know, I started to think about who am I buying from, and I made up a list, and I'm up to 30 vendors already, and those are just, you know, the people that I buy from regularly. It doesn't even count the, you know, the lady that comes in with the flowers because she's got extra in her garden, or, you know, the guy that has pussy willows first time, you know, just once a year, and that's all I get from them. But, you know, it's the produce, it's the beer, it's the wines, it's local honey, local salsa, whole bunches of cheeses, you know. All these sorts of things that just...
Well, they comprise your store. The store is at Cooper's Corner and in Florence, and then State Street Fruit, downtown on State Street. And so your customers, you think you've sustained a customer base through the purchasing and selling of local stuff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and, you know, it's great to go to a, you know, drive through Hadley or Waitley or wherever and go to the farm stand, but when they know that they can get their other groceries, you know, locally and get the same thing. I mean, it might be 6 hours older than, you know, than what they're getting, but
6 hours older.
Yeah. I mean, all right. How can you stand it? But it's, yeah. And, you were talking about the local hero. And so, you know, we've been, so ever since I've been in the business and as I say in 74 or before that, even, you know, as a kid, you know, we've always had as much local stuff as we could. And the local hero just provides that signature, you know, the consistent signage and things that people recognize and know. It's a funny story that, you know, probably 10 years ago I had a customer saying that, you know, you have a sign that says native strawberries. You know, they're not native. Strawberries actually were originated in Mozambique or something. I say, okay, it's local.
Rich Cooper, thank you very much. Rich Cooper from State Street Fruit and also Cooper's Corner Market. I appreciate you completing the cycle for us, and I really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Phil Korman, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you guys later. Stephanie Miller's coming up next week. A whole lot more other people. We'll talk to them when we get to it. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.